He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching.
And if your dad's an avid recycler, you will have an opportunity to come see where that recycling goes. Just send us an email, info, I-N-F-O, at rosieonthehouse.com. We're going to the City of Phoenix
Recycle Yard
at I-17 and it's a Dixieletta exit. Afterwards, we're going to lunch at Logan's Steakhouse, a roadhouse.
Seats are limited.
They are, and I don't know if they filled up. I'm still having email trouble right now. But info at rosieonthehouse.com. There's about 15 to 20 seats open. It's this Thursday, the 19th.
It's like 10 to noon, and then we go have lunch.
Yep. So we'll get to check that out. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I think I might run up to Prescott after that, Stan. So maybe Thursday afternoon is our Prescott run.
Thursday afternoon sounds good to me.
See if we can squeeze that in.
That sounds like a plan. We'll be halfway there anyway.
Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Glad you're joining us. We are an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. We appreciate y'all tuning in every Saturday morning. Don't forget to go to rosieonthehouse.com and won't you please take a look at the contractors we have listed in your neighborhood and get in the habit of using them first and foremost. On the topic of odor, if you go to our website, Rosie on the House, we have our own search engine in our website. Just type in the word odor, and you aren't going to believe the amount of information that belches out.
Odorlessly.
Is that a technical term?
You sound and odorlessly.
You
belches out.
You study all this material, and you too could possibly become
the stinkologist,
a certified stinkologist. Let's go, Rome. Who's on hold?
Well, we're gonna continue our odor real quick, and this will be the last odor call. If you've got odors after this, we're not taking any more odor calls today. Lyle.
Are you telling me I'm the stinkiest one to call?
Well, that remains to be seen.
You're going
to
wrap up the stink, buddy.
Hey, guys, I moved into a house in Tucson about 6 or 7 months ago that has a grinder pump. We live on a hillside to get everything up to where the sewer line is. They've got a grinder pump. We started noticing as it was warming up, we were getting a little bit of stench back in the house and started trying to backtrack where it was coming from. I got the vents are okay. There's nothing that's going on inside the house. We went to the exterior and lifted the cover off of the area where the sump is, and it looks as if it was down inside a steel container that somebody has cut open and replaced the grinder pump with, and when they put it back together, they didn't seal the thing. There's still, it's a huge hole there on the top of it. Could that be giving the odor? I mean, I normally associate it with something that would be higher in elevation than where the sump is, but that's the only thing that we can think of, and I'm going back and forth with my home warranty guys. They're telling me that they don't want to have anything to do with it. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, right? Surprise, yeah. Surprise.
But I got to have something that somehow or another I can point back to. They're telling me it isn't, first, it's not covered, and second, they don't believe that's what it is. And that's the only thing that I can find that seems to be wrong with the system.
Do you smell that odor inside, Lyle, or is this, you know, from the outside?
It's inside. However, if you lift the cover off of the sump area, and you're standing above it, and it's 115 degrees.
Well, sure, yeah. You're going to get a face full off that macerator pump. Yeah. Oh, I love my gag factor's kicking in.
Yeah, it isn't pretty, I can tell you that.
Well, I think the first thing, you know, it would be a big benefit is to seal that macerator well up so that it's, you know, it's vapor tight. You know, a lot of times sewer gas will drift into a home through an open doorway as you're coming and going through maybe a leak around a window frame that needs to be caulked up. It can be pretty insidious as to how it can, you know, enter into your home. So,
you know, it's interesting because there are no open windows or doors on that side, and I really get it. you know, where you'd expect it, back into the bathroom areas.
How long have you been in the house?
We've been in about six months. We moved in when it was a little bit cooler, and of course, as the temperatures are going up, I'm starting to notice it more.
There again, did you notice it when you first moved in?
Well, not really. I mean, the house had been buttoned up for a while, and we thought it was just stale.
Okay.
But, you know, in retrospect, that may have been part of it.
And you're pretty confident it is a methane odor.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, and hard to miss that one.
The house sat empty for a while?
Yeah, about a year. Long story, I won't bore you with it.
How old is the home? How old
it
is
was built back in about 87.
87. Boy, you might be a prime candidate for a smoke test as well, because if that home's set for a while, the first thing I'm thinking is probably a wax ring around a toilet base can unbelievably generate, you know, intrusion of that sewer or that methane gas into your home. You would think, well, it's watertight. How can air get through there? Well,
it can.
It can.
Yeah. It's funny to see the smoke test. Sometimes it leaks out between the drywall cracks, and it's a vent pipe inside the wall, and you see smoke coming right out of the drywall joint.
Through the tape joint. You say, how does it come out there?
Hey, listen, I'm gonna recommend you call our certified plumber down in Tucson, Bill Woods, Woods Plumbing, and his number is 682-2233. Have him come out there and take a look at it, and I do think there's probably a good chance, with the house being empty for a year, a smoke test would be the thing to do. That's a stinky show.
This show's program stinks.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.